In an interview with Texas Public Radio, San Antonio Chamber of Commerce Chairman Henry Cisneros rattled City Hall when he characterized San Antonio Air Services this way.
If you were assessing San Antonio's vulnerabilities, what are the places that could be our Achilles heel and stagnate us? Our airport and air service would be one of those.
That was August. The city's aviation officials have since acknowledged that a net 300,000 passengers who used to fly out of San Antonio are now flying out of Austin. San Antonio has fewer nonstop flights than Austin, and surveys show average ticket prices here are generally higher than in other Texas markets. Aviation officials have responded with proposed incentives. Councilmember Joe Cryer says the airport has previously reimbursed some airline expenses. He says the key to these incentives is that airlines wouldn't have to pay a list of fees up front.
If they bring the routes here, they would normally pay landing fees and other fees that in this case the city is proposing to waive and not collect in order to get additional routes.
The incentives, which need council approval, offer up to $200,000 in marketing services, plus potential reductions in airport landing and rental fees. Aviation consultant Mike Boyd says incentives are important, but he doubts if these will bring the desired results.
It's always good to try to offer incentives. But just doing blind incentives like this to bring more nonstop routes, it's an amateur act. There aren't a lot of airlines out there. There are very few markets where an airline can operate a nonstop flight, and you can target those. This shooting into the forest and calling it deer hunting isn't going to work.
Boyd is a former airline executive who's been consulting with cities, airlines, businesses, and airports since 1984. He says that overall, San Antonio has pretty good air service. It may not have all the nonstops at once, but he says it has direct flights to every connecting hub. Boyd is aware that San Antonio's top priority is for nonstop service to Boston, a destination for San Antonio's healthcare and biomedical professionals. But he doesn't think the area can generate enough passengers to make it work.
You have roughly 110 passengers a day going from San Antonio to Boston. So you're going to go to an airline and they'll give you $100,000 for you to put a 150-seat airplane in here. They'd have to get all the current passengers plus others to make that work, and that's going to be very difficult. They're probably going to look at that and say, no, thank you. And what has to happen is the responsible people in government have to tell the public that we can't support nonstops to Boston. No matter what we do, we don't have enough traffic to make it work. It's as simple as that. Instead of going through this kabuki theater of saying we're going to get more airlines, that's just amateur.
You know, I don't think it's amateur in the sense that many cities are providing similar kinds of incentives. So I think you have to open the door with something.
That's San Antonio Chamber CEO Richard Perez. He's surveying area businesses looking for their support in adding carrots that would be attractive to airlines.
You know, maybe they could help us with additional marketing dollars for the airline. Maybe they could outright commit to using that airline only, whatever airline that might be. I mean, the commitment could range from a variety of things.
Perez and the city ultimately know they have to prove to the airlines they can fill the planes to attract new nonstop flights. Aviation consultant Mike Boyd believes the city effort is naive.
What you want doesn't change economics.
But Richard Perez and Councilman Cryer are optimistic. Perez says members of a city chamber task force have already been talking to some airlines. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.